Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Shahab Elohim. I'm coming to you here live for another hour. Talk about some things that we think is important for our sojourn into the future. Okay? We're going to be on the air every day. So, 8 to 9. Just call in and check us out. Okay? Now, this is Elohim Pop Tribes. So today, we're talking about politics. And that's a pretty interesting subject. Most of us know that politics is basically what runs our lives. And we want things to change in this country, we're going to have to definitely get involved in politics, okay? So, so the first order today, let me do a little assertion here. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on being with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get involved, okay? Now, let's talk politics. First question that we're dealing with is, what does the name Black mean to the federal government? You have to understand what you're dealing with. We're dealing with what they call a constitution. Right? So the constitution don't make mention of the actual races. It doesn't say Chinese or French or Greek or Belgian or Ghanaian or Puerto Rican. Don't go into all the different races or different nationalities, I might say. Because in our mind, there's only one race, that's the human race. So, but it doesn't get into all of the different nationalities, right? Once you were born in this country, you are a citizen of the United States. And if you're a citizen of the United States, all right, that's your nationality. So when you call yourself Black, it really doesn't mean anything to the actual federal government. The only time it's carrying weight because of a large enough group of people begin to call themselves that. This is the term that they recognize themselves by. So to be what they call politically correct, they'll use that term in reference to the people who want to call themselves that. But there are no, according to the Constitution, all right, there are no Black people here. According to the Constitution, there are no white people here, okay? Now, according to some of the Moors, white and Black is the statistical term that the, you know, the people who run government and what they think of, what I'm saying? Basically, what they're saying is that no matter who you are, your status is white. And that's what they're saying. So that's some things you have to research on your own and check out for yourself, because when you're coming from people who are running cults, they tend to favor the information towards their cult, or whatever their cult is, you know? So the truth, based on the truth is based on their understanding of what their leader's thought process has pushed out to them, okay? And that's basically what's going on. So when we deal with the term Black, you have to realize that when a person is born, wherever they're born at, whoever's in control of that area, right, have given that area a name, all right? And whatever the name they have given that area, when you are born in that area, you become a citizen of that particular state, nation, state, country, whatever you call it, whatever they call themselves these days. That becomes your nationality, right? Okay, now your status, well, let's just keep talking about nationality for a minute, because we're talking about the term black. Black does not relate to a nationality. Now, why don't black relate to a nationality? Because you're a citizen based on the name of the area of landmass that the people who are in control call it. All right? If you're born in China, you're a Chinese citizen. If you're born in Ghana, you're a Ghanaian citizen. If you're born in Haiti, you're a Haitian citizen. If you're born in the United States, you're a United States citizen. Okay? Your status would be, this is America. So your status, your nationality will be American. And you can have dual nationalities if you want. That's why some call themselves Moorish American. But the term Moorish is related to a nation state, which is Morocco, okay? The term Puerto Rico is related to a nation state, which is Puerto Rico. Because people that conquered that area, that's what they named a rich port. Now, if you are wherever you're born at, that becomes your nationality, okay? So black, if you call yourself black, what nation are you attributing that title to? Okay. Where they begin relating you as African American, because Africa is a continent, and that continent would be where you claim you come from, okay? So you would be an African American. You follow what I'm saying? Because you're relating yourself to a nation state somewhere that had a geographical location that you can find. And when you call yourself Black American or Black, okay, that's a political statement, but it's not who you are in relationship to the federal government. Federal government don't recognize you as a black person, okay? The same thing with LGBTQ people, you know what I'm saying? They're not recognizing you. They use the term because that's what you want to call yourself. But that's not your nationality. See, if you're going to get something done, you have to get it done as a U.S. citizen, as an American. You know what I'm saying? Because that's who you are. That's who you are. That's where your rights stem from. Okay? Now, if they're following the Constitution, you see what I'm saying? Your rights stem from whatever's going on in the Constitution. Why? Why is it so important that we understand and know the Constitution, because all your rights stem from the Constitution. Is a trust. The country is set up as a trust. The Constitution is a trust instrument. We just go get this for a couple minutes. The Constitution is a trust instrument, okay? Now, if the Constitution is a trust instrument, that makes you what? A trustee. Trustees have the right to vote. This is what's giving you the right to vote. This is your power, okay? Now, how can they block your power? By suppressing your right to vote. This is what the people who believe that that you should be their slaves, this is what they're trying to do. They don't think you should have the right to vote. your right to vote is your say in who runs the government and what policies are being put forth in government. All right? That's what your right to vote gives you. If you don't like what's going on or what somebody's doing, shut them down. Just vote them out. President Trump has made some horrible, horrible decisions for the people as a whole. And the people said, hey, we can't go for this. We can't allow this to happen. And what did they do? When it came to the polls, they voted the man out. So he's gone. You know what I'm saying? Once they voted him out, he's out, you know? And that's how the whole thing, that's where your power comes from. That's a demonstration of your power. Congressmen, senators, mayors, judges, all those who are on the wrong side of humanity, kick them out of office. You can go and vote them out of office. This is how you push the government in the right direction, all right? One of the reasons why the government has been so thrown off is because the people don't realize that the government don't belong to the politicians. It belongs to you. And these people there, if they are horrible people, where do you think they're coming from? They're coming from your neighborhood. They're coming from your state. You know, these horrible, terrible people that you're voting into office to run things. You know, it's like they put Mitch McConnell in there year after year, and he has the worst record for economics in his state. Yet they keep putting him in there. He's not doing what he should be doing for the people, but they keep putting him in there, you know? So this whole thing is kind of interesting. Now, for the last 90 years, we've been under white mob rule. You can ask any black person, they'll tell you. The white mob has been controlling things, okay? According to the internet, they just lost control during the second term of Bill Clinton. That's when the white mob lost control. Obama came in, and they fought him tooth and nail. Did not work with him one iota to try to get anything done to ease the suffering of the people in this country. You know? they put out lies and give out misinformation. Well, politics, they're dealing with the art of war. But politics is supposed to be the art of compromise. And how are you going to compromise with somebody who thinks you should be their slave? You know? It's kind of hard to compromise with a person like that. The only thing you can do is keep those people out of office, you know? And as your children begin to grow and develop in the new atmosphere that the country is beginning to develop, you know, things will begin to make a difference. Because right now, it's a long, slow grind back to what President Hansen had in mind when they first set this thing in motion. I keep going back to that because nobody talked. They act like President Hansen then never existed. And they the one that set the system up, started this thing in the first place, you know? They're the actual founding fathers, all right? I consider George Washington founding thieves. Anybody that owns slaves, hey, I ain't got no respect for them, period. So they can say whatever they want, but I don't call George Washington and his little thieves my founding fathers because they're not. Right? You know, they were slave owners, they're people who think that is their right to own people, to treat people like chattel, you know, like cattle. People like that, you can't get me to respect them because I'm not going to do that. I don't care what they've done, what they've stolen, how many people they're going to kill to take over certain parts and areas of landmass. I'm not down with them, okay? That's just my opinion, all right? Now, you definitely have rights, and your rights come from you participating in your government. When you complain about the government, you're complaining about the dining mirror. Because you are the doggone government. Think about that. You are the government. So this is where we're at right now. Now, the next question that's on the board is, well, we sort of answered that question. We're talking about what power do the African community have in the U.S., okay? So you know what black, what the term black means to the federal government. It don't mean nothing. Because that's not a term that actually gives you rights anywhere or anything. You see what I'm saying? Now, we tell you where your rights is coming from. You know what I mean? You have your rights is coming from the fact that you were born in this area as an American. And that makes you an American and your status is United States. And this is how you get things done as a U.S. citizen or as an American. This gives you the right to vote because of the Constitution. Okay? Constitution means nothing about black votes. Okay? So we'll get into that another day. Maybe we'll talk about the Constitution next week. I will not go into a little bit of that, but what can I tell you? Now, so the next question is, what power do the African community have in the area? And when we talk about power, we're talking about the ability to make change in the area that you're in. Now, what ability do we have to make change? Can we make change? Can we do things for the better? President Hanson, the way they set this up, this is supposed to be a paradise for the people, you know? People have the right to vote. They could change things. Their voices was being heard, you know what I mean? and we weren't supposed to physically go to war to make change, but the slave-minded people were so animate about you being their slaves that they physically went to war, and they called it a civil war. But they physically went to war to keep you a slave. It's just that simple, you know? And they've been at war ever since. Even though they lost the physical battle, they've been at war politically to keep you a slave. And not just black people. They consider certain people like white trash, where you come from, what your background, all that, whether you should be a slave or not. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going on. So you have to really, we're just trying to wake you up so you can smell a coffee, what's going on. You know, this is your government and you have to run it. And right now, you give you little donations and you go out and you vote. If you're protesting on the street, protesting in the street and not going to the polls to vote, protests don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? There are people that were protesting against the our clinics and stuff, you know? You don't see them out there protesting too much no more. It didn't work because they had to deal with the judges. What judges was the office? Who they going against when they filed lawsuits? You know, they're dealing with case laws and all that stuff, precedent. So what's going on in the judicial system? So they decided, hey, man, we got to take our fight to the system, to the vote. You know, if enough of us feel a certain way, then we go out and we vote people in that feel like we do. And that's what they've been doing. This is what the whole, mostly what the Trump thing is about. Their voice heard by changing the judges and all that, so they can get things done about the lives that's being lost through abortion. Now, I'm not mad about them shutting down the abortion places. Because I kind of feel like the children need a voice too. Somebody needs to speak for them. And in my mind, once the woman gets pregnant, okay, then it ain't just her body. There's a life form inside there. And that life form needs to be recognized. So somebody got to speak for them, for that life form that's inside the woman, you know? Now, I'm thinking that if the woman don't want to get pregnant, she need to do things, you know what I mean, to block sperm from going up in there. And if she do that, then she won't get pregnant. But once she get pregnant, whether it be a mistake or not, she should consider the life form that's developing inside her womb. Because you don't know what you're dumping. You know, that child could save the whole planet. You know? You're not thinking that child is a living entity, but the child is a living entity. And somebody has to speak up for the children. Somebody has to represent the children, you know? And so I'm not mad at that, you know? And to say it's my body and I have a right to do whatever I want with it, it's your body as long as it's not a third party. You know what I'm saying? Well, second party. As long as you're there by yourself, yeah, it's your body. Do whatever you want with it. But once you get pregnant, that changes things. You know what I'm saying? That entity inside your belly has rights. And for you to decide, well, I'm just going to kill it. You know what I mean? I'm just going to knock it off, you know? Just have somebody just suck it out of my belly. I don't want it, you know? Well, that's a pretty cruel way of looking at things. Right, I mean, we run around trying to save the whales and the animals and the dogs and the cats and all that stuff, but yet we're just dumping human beings out like nothing, you know. So, you sisters out there need to think about what's going on in your belly once you get pregnant. Okay, the object of the whole thing, if you're not ready to raise a child, is to do things to keep from getting pregnant. But once you get pregnant, that changes everything. You really have to give a child some type of consideration as a living, breathing entity with rights, you know? You're saying it's your body because the baby's in the womb, but it's a part of your body. It ain't really your body no more per se, okay? Because that's a living entity inside your belly. And, you know, you have to think about it like that. Conscious living entity inside your belly that you want to just dump out, you know? Okay. I don't want to get on. I didn't mean to go into a rant about that. But Now, a lot of people are questioning, can we really change things just by voting? But yes, you can. You can change things just by voting, all right? How do we do that? You know, you have to do some research. They call it due diligence now, but you have to do some research. You have to figure out the platform under which these people are trying to take office. What type of person they are, what mindset, what do they think, how do they think? You know, you don't want to put racist people in office because they're not going to deliver justice, okay? Their justice is biased. This is what I'm saying. So you want people, once they go in office, going to deal equally and justly with every doggone body. That's how it's supposed to go, okay? So the only thing that you have, the only change that you can make, literally, is with the vote, right? Take that doggone vote away, and there's nothing you can do about anything. You can't change a doggone thing. You can't put people in that's going to make a change. Look at the changes that's going on between Donald Trump and President Biden. One is dealing from a reap what you sow perspective, and the other one dealing from a dog-eat-dog perspective, mindset. And there's a big difference in the two. See what I'm saying? The dog-eat-dog thought process, if they only care about you, if you got a bigger dog, you ain't got no bigger dog, you in trouble. They're going to do what? What they want, when they want, and how they want without consideration of your feelings or thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't like what they're saying, they put the boots on you. They put the troops on you. This is what they do. You know, look around the country. The evidence is all there. Look what's going on in Russia. You know, President Putin is saying, hey, man, I want to be president for as long as I can. So anybody that comes against me, I put pressure on them. I get rid of them, you know. Same thing with most dictatorships. You go against a dictator, there's no way to shut a dictator down other than kill him, I'm telling you. You have to overthrow a dictator. That's the only way you can get them out of here. You can't, because they change the vote around, they mess with the polling system, they suppress the vote, so only their people can vote, you know what I mean? dictators are, they're coming from a dog-eat-dog perspective, you know? If you think in terms of some of the European history, you know, coming out of First World War, Second World War, you know, during the First World War, the families have run things for, well, the family ran that area for like 300 years. I think it was, I forget the name of the family, but at the end, when they wanted to get rid of that type of rulership over them, they killed the whole family, mama, papa, baby, and all. I mean, they killed the whole little tribe. They just knocked them off so that they wouldn't, because they're raised with an attitude that it's their right to rule. That's how they're raised. It's their right to just take charge of people's lives and do whatever they want to do. It's their right, okay? This is how they're raised. This is how they're trained. This is what they believe, all right? Now, the democratic process is the closest thing, I think, that people are going to get to freedom if they realize what they have to do to maintain control over the country, right? And just like they say, taxation without representation is tyranny. Tyranny. You know, when it comes to the slave master, this is what he's saying. Give me liberty or give me death. You know, this is what they be talking about. So I'm saying, yet, here in the United States, they have areas that participate in the military, that go to war, that fight for the country, and don't have the right to vote for the president. You know what I'm saying? They pay taxes and everything else, but they don't have no representation. See what I'm saying? And this is designed to keep a certain people in power. Now, the 1% know what they're doing. And they want to stay in power because it's how they buy their little yachts and all that stuff, you know, based on what's going on. So they're not trying to get rid of that. They're not trying to lose that. When they have children, they want their children to have the best that money can buy, you know? What about your children? What do you want your children to have? Do you want your children to have the best that money can buy? Well, you got to get up off your butt and get out here and get it for them. Because the dog-eat-dog people ain't giving it. They're not going to just give it to you. And right now, if you look at the news, well, if you look at the commercials, you see who have access to the system. You know what I'm saying? You don't see a whole lot of black companies out there advertising what's in the system. They're blocking access. That's what I'm saying, you know? And the only way, the reason they can block access is because they haven't allowed you, see what I'm saying, to set up media outlets so that you can talk directly to the people. They're making it very difficult. You follow what I'm saying? But yeah, certain channels, man, you try to buy, like Cosby tried to buy one of the news stations. Bill Cosby, yeah, now I don't realize it. He tried to buy one of the news stations. You had to go to court and get approval. Do they want this guy to have access or have control over a news station? See what I'm saying? This is what's going on. They got the radio station. Black radio is definitely controlled. I mean, really controlled, if you want to call it black radio, you know? They're not. You have to realize that these stations are on the air based on your support. If you don't support these stations monetarily or with money, if you don't support these stations, then they're not going to be able to stay on the air. And to support these stations, you have to have businesses set up so that you can pay the cost to advertise on these stations. That's how they get their money, through advertising and, well, donations and stuff like that there, you know. Plus, they get money from the government, the whole nine yards, because it's an information outlet, right? So now what type of information do the 1% want out there? This is what you have to look at. And you just watch the news and listen to what's going on. You follow what I'm saying? Change things around based on what they're trying to do to maintain control over the area, over the system. Okay? Now, this is your brother Elohim, Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. We're on every day. And we're going to be talking about different things that we hope that you call in and help us out here, okay? Right now, I'm having trouble getting my text out. I even ordered a new phone, and for some reason, they canceled the order for the new phone. I mean, duh, you know? And it said, upon my request, I didn't request to shut down the order for the phone. I'm trying to get my communication network set up, but there's blockages going on all over the place, you know. Now, I have five printers in here, right? Now, the target people, they know about this stuff and what's going on, okay? Now, I got five printers in here. All my printers have Wi-Fi, and all my printers were down at the same time, you know. So what I did, I cut Wi-Fi off on one printer, so it's not connected to it. So you can't access it through the net. Well, that's the only printer that's working. You understand what I'm saying? So there's things that's going on that they be blocking you from trying to do what you're trying to do, especially if you're trying to wake people up. You don't want nobody woke up. I want you to sleep. I want you to go sit in that doggone church every doggone Sunday. You know what I mean? Listen to the cult leaders, and they're not giving you no information. No, they're not giving you no real information. See what I'm saying? If they was giving you real information, there wouldn't be no homeless people on the street. As much money as the churches have, there would not be a homeless person on the street, okay? So basically, they're keeping you away from solving the problems of the nation, which that's your job. Let me say that again. I don't think you heard that. It's your job to solve the problems of the nation because it's your nation. It's your doggone country. That's what we've been talking about. And this is what we're trying to make you aware of, how it's your country, where the country's set up. We're trying to get you to the point that you can see what's going on. You know, right now, you can't see what's going on. You don't know what's going on, all right? So the rumble is on. We're trying to get it together. And it's not easy, you know, because you don't get pushback if you're trying to do something for the people. So they don't want you to do nothing for the people. They want control over what the people get, what they eat. What stores they go to, and every doggone thing, you know? It's like doing a civil rights movement when they talking about we want to eat in white folks' restaurant. I could care less eating a little bland food. I would go from a soul food, that tasty, good old food, to eating that little bland food. You know what I mean? It didn't make sense. They don't want us in the restaurant that they set up. Don't go. Take your money to BlackBerry. Spend your money where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. You follow what I'm saying? But some of us, they don't think that they think they're white folks, I'm telling you. And they want to be around white folks, period. If they're not around white folks, they feel uncomfortable. Some black people feel uncomfortable around other black people. I'm just telling you, that's how it is. And it's sort of a shame. It shouldn't be like that, but that's basically how it is. That's thought process for some of us, you know? And if you speak up for the layman, for the poor people, oh, man, they hate your guts because you're trying to get the people off the street. You're trying to make sure that people have the right food. You're trying to make sure that the children, see what I'm saying? Getting the right information in school, not being dumbed down from preschool up, so that some of the children are the 1% slow, some of the slow children are 1%, won't be outclassed. You won't take their jobs, in other words. So it's a huge game going on around here on a political level. And we have to wake up to smell the coffee, all right? 99%ers all over the world, think about this. You have the power. Change the planet into whatever you want it to be. Don't get caught up by 1% of dogma thinking you don't have no power to change stuff. You have the power to change so much, you know, but y'all have to get together. You have to go get together, you have to go to the streets. But going to the streets is not enough. From the streets, you have to go to the polls. Now, if you're living in a dictatorship, I feel for you because that's tough. Now, under dictatorship, the power comes from the bullet. In a dictatorship, the power comes from boots on the ground. That's how dictatorships work. And when you go against a dictator, they're going to put boots on the ground. They're coming at you. Power with a bullet force. They're going to drop that force on you. And if you're not prepared for it, what are you going to do? You'll be sitting in jail as a political prisoner. The United States, a lot of political prisoners in jail. People that gain the momentum of the people trying to wake people up. Man, they'll find some reason to lock you up. See what I'm saying? Just like me. I'm put down information that's going to wake people up. I think they're going to come after me sooner or later. And then they're coming after me now. But it's okay. I don't have a problem with that. See what I'm saying? Most people that are out to help the masses, don't worry about jail. Jail is just a little vacation for them. You know, time to rest and relax. If you think about all of the leaders that were, all of the black leaders that came to help the masses, they spent some time in jail. You know, it's just that simple because the 1% don't want the people woke up. They want you to stay asleep. You know, understand? It's like the movie The Matrix. All the people that they were getting the energy from, blood sucking the energy out of, were asleep. And their minds were controlled to the point that they really thought they were woke. They didn't know they were asleep. How is a person asleep? How are they going to know that they're asleep until they wake up? When they wake up, they say, oh man, I was asleep for hours. You know what I mean? It gets a little tricky after a while, but I'm just trying to bring you into a clear understanding of what the heck is going on. Sending my tech up. My tech is not getting out. People are not getting the information about the show. I'm telling people one-on-one. I'm on every night. You know, I'm just calling in. So I don't have to worry about what's going on. I'm here every day, all night. Now I'm going to have to go hard on a promotion as soon as I get the tools to promote with. I can't believe that I ordered a phone and they canceled my order. Now that's crazy. So, you know, well, one thing about cash is that you can just go down and buy the phone. They can't stop you from going to the store and buy a phone. It's letting you know that they can really control things on the internet. I ordered a printer and they canceled my printer. They took my money and put it back on my card. They canceled my printer, you know? Well, when it comes to my phone, it says, from my request, it's possible I hit the wrong button. But, you know, I'm not the greatest computer guy in the world. So we'll see. I'm going to have to check and see again, but I'm going to have to figure out how to work these phones better. Cause I'm buying phones. I have 4 or 5 phones here, and I can't get a proper use out of them. So I'm assuming that it's just the way I'm working the phone. And I'm calling people asking, did you get this text? Did you get my text? No, I ain't getting no text. They're saying they're not getting my text. So right now I'm using 2 different formats, that's Messenger and Texture. Now, in the last phone I had, the Messenger was going out fine from Texture. This phone I have, now Texture, I upgraded it into something. Now my message is not going out. Texts are not going out to, not going out properly on Messenger. I think it might be me more so than the company themselves. I have to do better at figuring out how this stuff works. Ever since I changed phone, things have been, I haven't been getting the same results that I was getting with the other phones. So I'll see what's going on. I'm not going to pay them $1,000 on the phone. So I ain't trying to go out like that. I'm not trying to be made no sucker, you know. But something has to give. I have to just make. I have to change something that I'm doing to get this message out. And boy, oh boy, if you have a real message for the people, you think it's easy to get out when you don't control the airways? No, it's not easy to get out. So we'll see what happens. Okay, all right, let's keep on going. Okay, now here's the next thing. What's the best way to keep our children out of prison? The jails are filled with our little black children, okay? African-American children, or whatever you want to call ourselves, United States citizens that have melanin, and we go by so many names these days, you know what I mean? That's another thing. We don't know. There should be one name to call all of us, but we don't have it, you know? That's another problem as well, because cult leaders put out a certain name for their people, you know, and they don't want their people interacting with other people because everybody's paying dues, donations, and this is how the cults are functioning. They function from dues and donations. So if you if one group loses people to another group, they lose revenue. And that's what's going on. So that's what's keeping the cycle going around and around and around over and over, over and over. So we have political problems based on that because we can't come together to get anything done. Politically, we call ourselves black people. You know, if you got melanin in you, we call ourselves black. That's politically, that's a political statement. So recognize the fact that there's injustice going on. And when you start talking about black, you're talking about people that have been unjustly treated in an area that's controlled by a certain group of people. That's what black we're talking about. Now, you got groups coming on, talking about, well, you're calling yourself this and you're calling yourself that, but black is not a nationality. But yeah, we know that, you know? I mean, we're not sleep. You know, we might be snoozing, but we're not total zombies. We know that we have to, if we're talking about nationality, we have to relate ourselves to a nation state. Oh, we know that. You follow what I'm saying? So, but we have been used to the term black as a political instrument. And that's why we use the term black. When we say black, we're talking about, well, not just black folk. Black folk, we're talking about anybody that's been unjustly accused of things or being treated unjustly in this area called the United States. So when we say black, that's what we're talking about. When we say, like when they say Black Lives Matter, they're not saying black people from a certain nation state. That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about people who are being unjustly accused, unjustly ridiculed, you know what I'm saying? And unjustly brutalized by the white mob rule. This is what they're talking about. And it don't have to be black people, it can be white folks too. See what I'm saying? So once you solve the situation for black folks, you solve the situation for everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's how justice works. You understand? So when you think that you're when you're trying not to solve problems for a certain group of people, you're not solving problems for the people as a whole that's in that area, and that's what's going on. And the 1%, the ones with the money, you know, they'll put up the money to keep a certain idiot in office, so that they can maintain their control and oppression, you know? Because oppression leads to money. They make money off oppression. And these black people don't know that. You know, they make a lot of money off oppression. When they oppress a certain group, right now, with the way the prison system is set up, you know? But let's go back to the question, how do you keep our children out of jail? Well, I'm a Bible thumper, so the Bible says the best way to study a difference before you go to court, because court belongs to them. And since we're not voting on the judges that in office, the court don't belong to you. So the best way to keep your children out of prison is to make them mindful not to do things that's going to lead them, that's going to make them wind up in court. You know what I'm saying? Because once they go to court, the court belongs to them. You know, children got a problem. You know what I mean? So the best thing to do is to teach your children law. They need to know enough law to know how to stay out of the courtroom. You're not teaching them law so they can go in and challenge the judge. That's not what you're doing. Because the judges, some of the judges don't actually follow the law, you know, or they follow the color of the law. They might say, you know, which gives them an area that they can maneuver if the sentence require 1 to 10 years, a white force come in and give them 1 year, you come in and give you 10. With the justice in that. And you're committing the same crime. You got to take that judge's name down, right? And when his term is up and come time to vote, you go out here and you start a petition to get that guy out of office. You go to work. Get people together. Let them know what kind of person this guy is, you know, or get some flyers or whatever you do. To get the kick that guy out of office. See what I'm saying? Then the courts will become more familiar to you. The courts will become easier for you to handle, you know, like that. But you have to deal with the vote. That's where your power is at. It comes back to the vote. But remember, all this going in the prison, talking to the prison reform and all that, that ain't going to help the prisoners if they get out of jail right back in the same situation that they was in before they went to jail. Most of the children that are in jail right now are there because of lack of resources. They just don't have the money to do what they need to do. That's why they're in jail. All these football players, basketball players, tennis players, hockey players, all these different players that's making millions of dollars. Okay. What do they do? They get five-car garage with millions of dollars in cars, millions of dollars in houses and swimming pools and all that, and there are people sleeping on the street. Something's wrong with that picture. You follow what I'm saying? Because they don't know that they're supposed to be running that. They don't know that's their job, you know? Kaepernick spoke up. What they do? They persecute him like a mother. You know what I mean? Because he spoke up for the injustice that's going on in the black community. You know, he spoke up, and what did they do? I mean, he can't play football no more. He can't do this. He can't do that. They don't want nobody speaking up against what's going on, because all of this injustice is how they get paid. This is how they make their money. If I open up a restaurant, okay, I need to make a profit. And the more money I pay the people working, that's less profit. See what I'm saying? Because I have to raise the prices of my goods and services. And if the prices are so high that it's out of reach for the masses of the people, I'm going to go out of business. All right? So one of the highest things that I have to pay is labor. Labor costs is high. It really cuts into the bottom line. So they need to keep labor costs down. Like Trump, he said, I ain't bad. We shouldn't get no more $5 an hour. This is what Trump said. You know what I mean? Living like a millionaire. You know, millionaires is how they think. Mitch McConnell, he's talking about $13 an hour is too much. Too much for who? Why don't we give you $15 an hour to run the Senate? You see what I'm saying? See how you like having $15 an hour. You know what I mean? these guys are getting paid. They make $170,000 a year and don't want you to have $15 an hour. You see what I'm saying? Voting against you, who put them in office to make that money so that you can't get no money. Now, here's the problem with that, and this is something that Mr. McConnell knows that you don't know. The more money they give labor, the more it costs you because they're going to raise the price of goods and services. So even though they give you a raise, you're not really getting a raise. They're giving it to on one hand, taking it back on the other hand, you know? I just think about it. When they put that tax on, put that tax on the tobacco industry, right? So the tobacco industry didn't pay it. They raised the price of the cigarette. And as they raised the prices, who paid for what they put on the tobacco industry? You did. The tobacco industry, the 1% don't pay for nothing. The people pay for everything. Getting $15 an hour is not really going to help you, all right? Because they're going to raise the prices on you. The object of the whole thing, if you're going to have more money, is to keep the cost of goods and services down, all right? If it costs you X amount of dollars to do something, and then all of a sudden you get a $10 raise in your paycheck, but then the food is costing $10 more, what did you get? You didn't get nothing. You're right back where you started. That's why the cost of cigarettes at one time, 45 cents a pack. Now cigarettes are $10, $11 a pack. Why is the cost of cigarettes so high? Because they raised the price, the cost of doing business with tobacco growers. And as they raise the price on the tobacco growers, the tobacco growers have to raise the price on you. But they're going to make a certain amount of money off their products, period. And that's what they do. So anything that goes up, the cost goes into the product. See what I'm saying? Man, you used to get on the bus for 15 cents. 15 cents to ride the bus. This is back in the day, right? And they had two people, one in the back and one in the front on the trolleys, as you rode the trolley. See what I'm saying? Now, they got one bus driver, okay, running the bus. He don't collect no money or nothing. He just drives the bus. That's what he does. He just drives the bus. And it costs you $2 or something to ride the bus. So why does it cost so much more to ride the bus now than it did back in the day? Because the labor costs. The more you make, the more they raise the prices. So you're not really making any more money when labor costs go up. All right? You as a laborer have to figure out a way to make to use the money that you have so that that money will work for you. Now, while we're on that, that brings us into tomorrow's show. Tomorrow, we're talking about economics. So we're going to talk about, as poor people, how to get out of the hole, you know what I mean, with the little money that you have, how to do it. You know, we're not talking about rich people. We're talking about poor people who don't have a whole lot of money to invest in the stock market and all that stuff. How are they going to get out of what they're doing? Well, this is what we're talking about, okay? This is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So tomorrow's Thursday, so Thursday's economics. So every day we're going to be going through a different topic. And now the only thing I have to do now is figure out how to let people know when I'm on air because they're blocking me from getting to the people. And I have to come up with a different way to get this information out to the people. So it's an uphill battle, but it's a life's work. This is my life's work now. Getting information to you that's going to wake you up. That's going to bring you out of the matrix, okay? This is what's going on. This is what we have to do. We have to get information out there to wake you up. Now, they're not going to make it easy for me. Oh, Brother O'Hame, just come on. Wake the people up. You know they're not going to make it easy for me, you know? And that's okay. You know? I expected pushback. when I get in, when I got in today, and the pushback is coming, so it's okay. All right. Now, well, we have the end of the show. It's only an hour, so I guess I can. It's not too difficult to talk for an hour. I've got some of these other meetings out here talking 3 or 4 hours when I go to these places, you know. But that was the last question that we had to deal with today. You know, the best way to keep our children out of jail is to keep them out of court. Keep them out of court. Well, I'm there. I'm going to court now. You don't want to go to court. Tell your difference before you go to court, because the court belongs to them. That's what the Bible says, okay? I'm be giving you different quotes from the Bible as to how we can get help. Because help is in the book. And yeah, I promote that Bible. What can I tell you? You know what I mean? It's a code book given to us by our ancestors to help us out of this mess that we're in. Okay, well, we're basically out of time now. So I'm just going to go back over some things that and the new format, okay, this is Elohim Five Tribes, all right? And we're going to be on every day. We've set a society in motion. If you want to join our society, just call 215-758-1703, and you'll be able to get in touch with the TCCA, Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. You'll be able to get in touch. You'll be able to get in touch with Elohim Five Tribes. It might have more than one number to give out, so we can separate two entities, although they all work as one. On Sunday, we talk about Bible and love. Okay? Monday, we talk about society news broadcast that's going on in society. Tuesday is Tyrannical Scriptures, Secret Doctrine. Wednesday is politics. Thursday is economics. Friday is health. Saturday is Learning Information History. We did an hour of Brother Mac, who's been on the air for so long, trying to wake us up, okay? So we're going to do our closing assertion before we stop streaming. I walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written. So let it be done. And with that, we'll be talking to you tomorrow, dealing with economics, okay? We're on every day now. So I have some kinks that I have to work out, and I'm working that out, okay? Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. Elohim Five Tribe, black, brown, red, yellow, white. We have to work together to turn this planet into the paradise that it's supposed to be, okay? Ism is racism and all that stuff, we have to put a lot of stuff on the side and come together and work together, okay? We, as the 99% of us, have the power, right? If they don't want to live in their little castles and all that, they want to live like that, that's on them, okay? But we don't want them to live in their castles by turning us into slaves, okay? With that, love you, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.